This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Palliative care improves the quality of life for patients facing serious illnesses, and these days, that includes COVID-19. FM89's news director, Alice Daniels, spoke with the chief of palliative medicine at UCSF Fresno, Dr. Patrick McMillan, about what his work is like right now and how he uses music to cope with stress. She produced this audio postcard.
You know, I listen to a lot of meditation music and Anogamu, the CDs that I have from him, I listen to all the time, just as far as helping me to breathe and helping me to, you know, just kind of be mindful. Palliative care was made for moments like these where emotional, mental, spiritual, and obviously physical distress. Those things are all coming together at this moment in a very profound way, in a very, you know, traumatic way. And so I think how we intersect with this pandemic is we provide, you know, comfort in these particular times. We treat pain and symptom management. We try to treat the whole person and the family and all the kinds of ups and downs and emotional, mental, and spiritual distress that they might have. I was consulted in the ICU on a male patient, and the patient was dying and his organs were failing. And so I reached out to the family member, not having ever spoken to him, and it was the son, and just informed him that, you know, his father was dying. There's, you know, nothing we can do further. And as far as medically, that is, obviously I described what we do as palliative care and that we would keep him comfortable as he died. You know, what I found out, and it really struck me, and because I really not heard of these kind of cases, but this, I'm hearing more and more of these cases where, you know, the family members have actually given it to their parents. This was an actual son who contracted it at work, where he works, and his whole family got infected, and so did his father. And his father ended up dying. Just the amount of, you know, sort of the emotional tension that he was carrying with him, and you could hear it on the phone. It was very palpable. I certainly got into medicine understanding that I would see death, and I'm in a specialty that we deal with death every day. So this is not something new to me. I mean, I've watched people die. I've tried to make someone's death without suffering. I've tried to ease suffering, you know, by giving, you know, medicines that help a person, you know, pain and so forth. But this is something different. And I think it's weighed on me more than I probably would like to acknowledge. I try to do a lot of things. I exercise, I meditate, I do a lot of things. You know, I interact with a lot of people and try to stay healthy as I can, mentally and so forth and spiritually. But I felt this chest tightness thinking, you know, gosh, this is like a tsunami that's coming now. And it really panicked me. A lot of times when I exercise, I like to listen to rock and roll. This one band I came across recently was called Spoon, and this song, My Mathematical Mind, there's a lyric in there that says, I'd like to sing it for you, but I don't know if I could, but it says, I want to change your mind. And it's, when I thought about that song, you know, it makes me think today. It's, you know, I really want to try to change people's minds, because there's so many folks out there that I think have been misinformed about the coronavirus and COVID-19. And I have a passion to help people, and I really want people to pay attention. I really want people to think about what they're doing and wear masks and social distance and not gather together. And so, you know, I listen to this music because it helps me unwind, because when I come home from work, I'm stressed, and even if I don't want to admit it, I am. I listen to this music and it kind of takes me away for a while. So it's a nice, hopefully healthy escape. But I really want people to to get the message that, you know, we're in this for the long haul, and, you know, there's not going to be a vaccine for another year for the general public. And we all have to get that wrapped around our minds in order for us to, you know, move beyond some of the problems that we're having right now. We have to make some sacrifices. So I'm hopeful that, you know, people, you know, will listen and open their minds.
Again, that was Dr. Patrick McMillan, Chief of Palliative Medicine at UCSF Fresno.